Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Every day I end this broadcast with the statement that your input does make a difference when it comes to the laws that are passed or killed by the legislature. The question is, how do you provide that input? When the first legislative session convened on November 23, 1889, you would probably have contacted your legislator by letter or telegram. Phones were fairly new, and most towns didn't have them yet. As they became more readily available, phone calls were added to the mix, and the combination of letters, telegrams, and phone calls carried through most of the 20th century. Then things began to change. With the advent of the internet, interaction became almost instantaneous. Not only could people contact their legislators by email, but they could watch the actual proceedings blow by blow, play by play, and vote by vote on their computers. Gone are the days of telegrams, and even letters are on their way out. Now everything is voicemail, email, and teleconference. Even texting is part of the process. I've seen cases of lobbyists or citizens watching hearings on the internet and texting questions to members of the committee that the members then ask of those who are testifying. It's mind-boggling, but it's made the process almost completely transparent. So the question is, what's the easiest way for a regular person in Billings or Baker or Conrad or Kalispell to get involved? More specifically, how do you make your voice heard? The first step is to get informed. You've got to know what's going on, and you can do that by tuning in every day to this broadcast. If you miss it, you can go to our website at montanafamily.org or sign up for our podcasts. You can also catch us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also go to badbills.com or to the Montana Legislative website. There you can see which bills have been scheduled for a hearing, and by reading the titles, you can usually tell which ones are important. At this point, you have several options. The most effective is to show up at the hearing and testify in person. It may sound scary, and it may actually be scary the first time, but once you do it, you'll realize that legislators want to hear from you. If you come to Helena, I've got three suggestions. First, be polite. Legislators tend to be overworked and underappreciated, and no one likes to be yelled at. Second, dress neatly. You don't have to wear a suit, but ratty jeans with holes in the knees kills your credibility. Third, keep it short. I limit my testimony to 3 minutes. This forces me to condense my thoughts and keeps me from rambling. If you can't make it to Helena, you can still be involved, and the easiest way is through the legislative website. Simply go to the legislature's homepage, click on the link to contact legislators, and it brings up several options. One is the online message form. This allows you to type a simple message and send it to a specific legislator or to an entire committee with one push of the button. It's even easier than standard email. Another option is to leave a voice message. Just call the legislative switchboard at 444-4800 and an operator will take your message. That message is then transcribed, and both the transcribed voicemails and messages sent using the online message form are delivered directly to legislators' desks. A few years ago, we asked folks to call and email on an important bill, and one legislator stood up on the floor, pointed to his desk, and said, "I have 700 messages on my desk. This bill needs to pass." And that, my friends, is why citizens need to be involved. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.